This is Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of the Shasta Regional Community Foundation and North State Public Radio. I'm Sarah Bohannon, and here's a glimpse at some people of the North State who are involved personally and collectively in solving a community challenge.
It is amazing that in a frontier county, there is something like Stable Hands available. My name is Kay Dye, and I'm a parent of a Stable Hands rider. My son is Josh Dye, and he's almost 27. He's ridden since he was 15.
My name is Josh Dye, and I enjoy programming on the computer, horseback riding, computer games, and then there's and not too much else.
Josh is born with a recessive gene called ataxia telangiectasia. It's very rare. There's about 1,000 people worldwide who have it, and nobody in the North State except Josh. It affects immune system. They're radiosensitive. They're 1,000 times more likely than the general population to get all cancers, and they're affected neurologically. It's a progressive disease. So while other kids are getting more independence, they have the frustration of, dang, I can't do that anymore. So, everything you can find, every activity that's still a go is fantastic. Another great aspect of horseback riding.
It's quite a bit of arena work. There are occasional trail rides.
They got him on a huge horse because he's long-legged. And a horse that, horses have different gaits, and this one was like a hula dancer. Very, just so much movement. And with Josh's balance issues and lack of muscle tone at that time, actually the person that was longlining the horse was terrified and kept slowing up because she thought he was going to fall off. He has never fallen off. Even if they spin him around on the horse or have him ride sideways, he never falls off. I don't get it, but there were a few times where I thought, I can't look. So that was the first day. That pretty much sums up.
That was quite a while ago, but, of course I was a bit nervous, but he was a calm and responsive horse, so. It just took a while to get my bearings, but after that, it seemed fine.
Stable Hands is this wonderful organization that brings to people with disabilities, it brings the most they can be physically, mentally, emotionally, provides social experience. It gives, I would say, a feeling of competence sometimes, and I've just seen so much that's positive. It's one of those things you can't understand why everything works the way it does, but it does work. It's just really a wonderful program.
You've just learned about Stable Hands Equine-Assisted Therapy in Siskiyou County. This series is a collaboration of North State Public Radio and the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. Learn more and hear archive episodes at mynspr.org.